Peace, everybody. This episode of the Major Mood Podcast was blessed by Lore, an otherworldly vocalist who has been described as a sorceress of sound by IMR, and an artist who I consider to have the perfect contrast of angelic and demonic vocals. Profound both sonically and visually, move maker and mood maker, Lore.
Okay, you feeling good?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay to be a little nervous, I am.
I'm a little, yeah.
It's okay. We all are.
Yeah.
Even KC's nervous and he just has to press a chord. Peace, everybody. We are here on the Major Mood Podcast, live from DigiLog Days MYC. And I am sitting with the lovely Lore. That's how you pronounce it, right? Amazing. So I met you before we started this interview, and I told you, when I had the list to go down and I did my research on the artist, I heard your music, you were the one I really wanted to interview. I really did, because the music you make is not only different, it's something that, it's a style of music I've been listening to for years. It really resonates with me. The balance of your angelic vocals and the depth of the music, it's like angelic and demonic at the same time. And it's almost as if it makes you happy and sad simultaneously, but in the end, it's a relief. And it's healing. The darkness is healing. It's less isolating. And I just want to say, like, my favorite song that I heard so far, because I'm still going through it, I love She, Her. And I just heard, I don't know if you listen to Seb DeLisa.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I hear this balance of Seb DeLisa and FKA Twigs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two of my favorites. So I'm going to stop talking because I'm fangirling right now. I need to hear about you. I need to hear about what you've got going on, because it's working.
Thank you. It means so much to hear that, like what you just spoke, because that's what I'm trying to do, is to create healing and soothing music. A peaceful place. Like, I almost imagine, you know, my debut record's called Night Bloom, and I just imagine this world in the night, in nature, feeling feelings and calling in spirits and calling in the divine, and just a space beyond all the crazy hecticness that is this world. Like, we live in such a stimulating world, there's so much going on, and so just creating a space to heal. And so I love that you resonated with that, the darkness but also healing, almost like a light in the dark and a place to be vulnerable that's soft, that feels good.
Absolutely. I mean, I just, you know, I guess what I have to ask you is do you work alone? Like, do you produce your beats as well? Or do you work with a producer? Because to get that contrast that you bring, you need the production to fall in line with the vocals perfectly, you know?
Yes. So I compose all the work.
Wow.
And I produce to a certain point. I produce to the point of getting my ideas across. So, like, if there's a sound that's like, like, I figure out how to make that sound.
Wow.
I do work with a producer. His name is Mott Lake. And so,
shout out.
I actually used to play in his band. And when I brought the work to him, he really understood what I was trying to do.
Yes.
And he really worked to just, like, draw out, elevate, embellish the ideas that were there. And that was really important to me, because since the sound is unique, I didn't want to just work with someone that, like, okay, we'll make it into, like, this type of thing. I really needed that, like, very gentle and thoughtful care around the work. So he was amazing.
Yes.
I'm
sorry, I feel like I just cut you off, but it just pulled out of me, like, that type of music is so delicate, and there's so many different layers to make it hit the soul correctly, and it needs to be done. That's why I asked you if you work with someone, because you must have found a special person to do it with.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful to listen to. I have to say, something about, this is what always, like, throws me off with this style of music, right? Like, I feel like you fit in so many different circuits. Like, you could do a pop show, mm-hmm. then you could do like an underground, like bass showy.
Oh, yes. Infinite. That low end.
Let's go. Yeah, me too. I mean, I come up from like a UK dubstep scene. Oh, so yes. That's why I really.
I did some dubstep over there in Europe.
I mean, come on. Like, that's the type of sound engineering you need. Mm-hmm. Like, it is like magician work to get the sound that you're producing. Mm-hmm. You don't get the Seb DeLisa, the FKA Twigs, or now the Lore mm-hmm. without serious, serious intricacy and professionalism and quality of your mm-hmm. work. So is there a specific circuit you like to play for? Like, have you performed live a lot? Do you find yourself being like, oh, this is the audience I'm veering towards? Or?
Right. Yes, I've performed live quite a bit at this point. I've actually toured the project before I released it.
Nice.
I did a Visit Your Friends tour, so I just went to cities where I had people and just worked it out. But here in New York, I've most recently played at Mercury Lounge, which was great.
Yeah.
And I've cultivated, so my fan base, my crowd, I've been cultivating. It's my community, and I've been growing and inviting people in, and there's a really great, great group of people with a wonderful energy, which I just feel so blessed because, like, they make it magic too. Like, we're doing it together.
Yes.
And I have a lot of visuals in my live performance. So the entire show has visual elements. I collaborate on those with another friend who's very visually oriented. I have a cinematographer on my team. So we're creating visuals. We're adding that. And so the live performance becomes very immersive as well. And what I do want to, in my growth, for the next work is I do want to start making things a little more like dancey.
Okay.
Or like have a few options for people. Because right now, like, people do bop and stuff, but like it's
they're going deep.
It's introspective. Like, it's very, which I'm going to keep that. But then sometimes I'm like, it'd be cool if like one or two tracks like really got people bumping. But
because you seem like a bubbly person too. Like, it seems like that would be super dope at your live show to take people on a full journey. And even bring them up a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see when you start making those types of things too.
And with this project, I did have, there was a producer who made a remix of one of my songs. And I asked, I was like, can we make this, really dancey? And then I actually did, with another friend who's a choreographer, we did some like moves to it. So there was, at my last show, that was going crazy. Like,
and did you got up, you started dancing, you had a whole choreography?
I did the whole thing. Like, so that, I want to grow into that even more.
I love that. I love that. I'm like, I have so many questions prepared for these interviews, but there's certain interviews that kind of just take its own trajectory. This is definitely one of them, as I just had to hear. I had to hear more about that process. But I guess one question I want to ask, and I haven't about to ask anyone yet today, is when we go on, like, when we're artists, we present ourselves from like one persona, like not one persona, but like if I went on your Instagram, that's what you're giving me. If I went on your Spotify, that's what you're giving me. Is there anything about you that isn't outward facing, that is just something you do, like a hobby, something cool? Like, for instance, like, I love UFC. No one knows that about me. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know I like UFC? You did? All right, whatever. But a lot of people don't. So is there something about you that, like, that your average listener or fan wouldn't know about you?
Definitely. I don't do very well with these, like, on the spot about me. I'm like, oh my gosh, who am I? I will say that there is a privacy that I keep in my little, like, my home community, my home space. I say that, Lore is very lovely and beautiful and soothing. At home, I'm a little gremlin. Like, I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm working all the time, like, really hustling. Like, I think that unless you're really close to me, you don't see how much I'm actually working.
Yeah.
And rather than being this lovely ethereal being, I love coming out and being Laura, but she's not the one doing all the work.
Right.
So that's something about me. It's just like I do work hard, and I kind of work. And I'm working on bringing more rest into my life, but I do kind of around the clock. I'm always just thinking about, okay, what's next? I know that didn't fully answer. I'm trying to think of what a weird hobby.
No, that fully answered it. Fully answered it, because, not a lot of people relate like being loving and healing and spiritual and giving off energy and being mindful. Like, it's not oftentimes correlated with working really hard. A lot of people look at, like, I don't know, I don't think I come across that way, but like sometimes people can look at you as a floater. Or like, oh, they're just like doing their own creative thing. There is so much work that goes into it. And for you to be releasing the tracks at the quality, at the level they're sounding like to me, I mean, there's work going into that. And I'm sure it's mix one, mix two,
oh, yes.
mix three.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then the business side of it all, and just like, how do I move it? How do I promote it? You know?
Yeah.
So I do work a lot in my little lair, and then I'll just show the beautiful parts.
And with that said, like, is there anything that you feel like you have blind spots with business-wise that, like, you could improve upon? Like,
absolutely. Yeah. I think right now, so like I said, I've cultivated a community around the music and have done some really amazing live in-person experiences. And I really feel like I have people that show up for me. I'm so grateful. Like, it's a beautiful feeling. I do feel on the digital side, the digital marketing, like, getting playlisted or like getting my stuff to new ears, which I think a lot of artists, that's hard.
It's hard. It's very difficult.
So figuring out that, how to maneuver in those ways, it's much more intuitive for me to move relationally and just build with people. I have no problem like just like hitting people up, letting people know. See, I have a lot of emotional energy for like
building
a lot of
relationships. Yeah.
What you need as an artist, because you have to just be DMing or, you know, messaging or calling. I invite 120 people to the show, 50 are going to come. Like, that's just the way.
Yes.
But with the digital world, it's like, I don't know. So I'm working on that. Like, how do I elevate?
Yeah, your digital footprint. And like, even I was even telling someone, like, they were like, what is this? And I was like, oh, I don't know yet. Like, I haven't released a ton of content, even around this podcast. Right. And that's like the scariest next step is like, how do you move it?
Yes.
You know? And so I feel you on that. It's like very intimidating because some people seemingly move it so well, you know? And you're like, can somebody throw me a bone here? Like, did I miss the hit? But I just want to let you know, we do have a community of people to help you. This podcast is actually produced by 24/7 Artists. And anything you need in that regard, I would love to put you on and connect you with. And but I am gonna, besides giving you that one, I'm gonna take a little bit from you right now. You probably watched the last interview. It's time to set the mood. You're on the Major Mood Podcast. Is there anything that you want to give the audience? You could spit a 16, you could sing a verse, you could do a cover, you could drop a gem.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Okay.
Take your mic right. Yeah. Let's hear a little bit from Laura. She's about to set the mood.
This is one I'm working on for my next project. It's kind of like, okay, let's see, vocally. I didn't warm up, so.
Nobody did, that's
I'm
why.
I'm just going to give you a little something. Ching. Okay. Ching. You're waiting. In the player's fight, if you nurture all the love inside. Drink your wine and helps you sleep at night. If you only let the day go, God give
up. Wow.
And you know the bass. You know the bass is under there in the actual. I got that bass.
Listen, girl. I know you got the bass, but you got the voice, and
thank
it's
you.
So unique. And it's so distinct. I don't know. I'm naming artists that you remind me of, but you are one of one. You are one of one. And this has been a blessing to be able to sit here and interview you. Is there anything you want to say? Any plug? Anything you got coming out? Is that track coming out? I want to hear it.
So that's like very nascent.
Okay.
But the Night Bloom album, my debut album, just dropped on October 6th.
Awesome.
So I invite you all to explore the world. Night Bloom is a world. So come visit.
And have good speakers, because you need to hear the bass.
Yes. Make sure you get that low end coming into your headphones, because that vibration is key.
Important.
Thank you so much.
It's been a blessing. This is what I'm talking about, guys. Like, this is why I started this podcast, because I'm an artist myself, but on the real, I'm a consumer of art. I love art. I appreciate art. I admire it. And being able to sit here with you, that's it. That's all I need. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yo. All right, guys, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you.
It's a major mood.